America lost one of its greatest writers last month. Eudora Welty was part of a Southern triumvirate, which included William Faulkner and Flannery O'Connor. In a way, their words came to define the South. Tomorrow, Morning Edition begins a special series on young, emerging Southern artists and the places that inspire them. We'll amble through a South Carolina flea market with a short story writer, tour a Georgia corrugated cardboard factory with a novelist, and drop by the rural North Florida homestead of a swamp funk musician. NPR's David Mulpes has a preview of our first artist, a singer-songwriter whose work is often compared to Eudora Welty's. She put a map and a tube of lipstick in an old Winn-Dixie sack. She pulled her Firebird out of the driveway without ever looking back.
Kate Campbell's songs take listeners on a tour of the Deep South of her childhood in the 1960s. She tills the contours of land, family, race, and religion, capturing the tensions of the time as well as the delights. Jeff Craig, a fan in Memphis, describes her music this way.
It's like a slice of chocolate pie that my grandmother made, you know, on the kitchen table in her home with no air conditioning and screen doors and bugs hitting the screens and chickens in the yard and all of that.
There's a lot of storytelling in Campbell's music about individual successes, like the year the family was able to afford a new baby blue Ford Galaxy. But she also wrestles with societal failures, such as the silence from much of the Southern white middle class during civil rights struggles. As the daughter of a Baptist preacher, Kate Campbell cherishes the grandeur of old hymns, but she still appreciates the irony of the way Southerners often mix religion and marketing. She saw a sign once in North Carolina that said, "Jesus and Tomatoes, coming soon." She turned that into a song. Even the most obscure things can catch your imagination, like a single line in the New Testament that made her think of Jesus and his disciples as a group of soul singers.
This was a little bitty verse in the Gospel of St. Matthew that says, after the Last Supper, Jesus and the disciples went out singing a song. And, of course,
they didn't tell us what song.
No, and we wondered about it. And then we got really carried away.
Matthew started singing the low part. John grabbed the high harmony. Their voices filled up the night air. All the way to Gethsemane. Judas walked some distance behind.
Our weekly Southern Artist series starts tomorrow with more from Kate Campbell.